Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley here on a Sunday, the last day before the All-Star break, as the Saudis go for a series victory over the Arkansas Travelers. Colina, so great to have you back. It's been a great week overall. Really, the two losses have been two bad innings, but what do you hope the guys do today to win a series?
You know, just another day, man. One game at a time, one day at a time, and today we're ready to compete again. You know, this is what I told the boys last night after the game. Like you say, it's been only, you know, a couple of innings. Like, they've been rough, but it's baseball. You know, we need to turn the page and now go back and compete again.
Izzy goes again today, and he was like one pitch away from being out of the baseball game in the first inning on Tuesday. He gets through it and then shoves five scoreless after that. Just another great performance, and we hope for the same today, right?
What a competitor, man. I love this kid. He does everything right, and you know how hard it is. Like, he was struggling. He threw 31 pitches, you know, his first outing Tuesday. Then he made some adjustment, and he was pounding the song, attacking, and, you know, after that, he just cruising all those last four innings on his outing.
Now, all of a sudden, we have, like, three guys in the bullpen that are 99. Santana, he's just been unbelievable, and we talked off the air about how you guys got him into a leverage spot the other night, and he shined. So the spotlight hasn't been too big for that young kid.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I don't want to keep him longer here. I want him to move up. I think he's one of the best relievers we have in the order right now. And, you know, we just have to enjoy him. Like, watch him the way he throw, he go about his business every day. He's up today. He's going to have two innings. And I just cannot wait to see this young kid in the mound, man. He's so competitive, and he does well.
How about the story of Blake Cederlund, too? 30-year-old guy, pitched in the big leagues 6 years ago, 2 years off. Now he's back on the mound throwing 102.
I don't know what to tell you about him, man. That's a guy's like, you know, they never quit. They know I still have a lot of gas in that tank, for sure, and we're just happy to have him back. We know what he's capable to do, and the experience, the knowledge, you know, this group needs somebody like him with experience, and he's such a great guy for this clubhouse, and, you know, help the other young kids, you know, the other guys asking questions, and, you know, he's great, man. Like, 101, 102, it's impressive.
And Murillo, too. I mean, he got off to a real rough start this season, but he's had a long extended stretch of being a really solid late-game reliever. That PFP made was insane, and he's 99, too.
He's always been that guy. Yeah. He just need to build his confidence in, like, Triple A, already have experience. Then, you know, he just need to continue what we've been seeing the past maybe three, four outings. And he's going to be gone, too, anytime, because in the big league, we just need relievers.
Overall, it was a real rough week for the offense last week in San Antonio when you were gone. But it's been a nice recovery this week. There's a lot of guys that seem like they're coming into their own heading into the break.
San Antonio, man, you know, this is a real ballpark. You know how it is. It's a humid. The environment is not the best. And it's more like mental block for the players. You know, they hit the ball 100 miles per hour, the ball doesn't go anywhere, and a lot of frustration here and there, but it's baseball, you know, and here is the opposite. But I don't know, when you play at home, you feel that your confidence levels is different, you know, the environment is different, and right now they're having a good time and they're performing.
It's great to have Josh Groves back, too, back on the mound. He was gone for a couple months, but you mentioned Cederlund being a clubhouse guy. Groves is a clubhouse guy, too.
Yeah, that's a guy, like, we need him. We need him here. And, you know, I'm so happy he's back. He's healthy, and he already performing. You know, he's that guy. He's sharp. You know, he has great pitches, and he's incredible, like, super, super competitive.
Today is one of the better days of the year, I think. The last day before the longest break that these guys have had in, you know, 6 months, really, the All-Star break coming up after today. But it's a good time for everybody to kind of refresh and rejuvenate for the final stretch, right?
There's nothing better, like, when in baseball, when you had the little short break, you go and go to see your family, your kids, your wife, your girlfriend, and you forget about baseball for a couple of days. And, you know, in three more days, we're going to be back in the fight again. But, you know, I'm so happy. It's going to be like such a short-term reset for them. And, you know, and before you know it, it's August and the season is going to be over. You know how it is, but it's a perfect moment for them. They need him. It's a long, long from since spring training, early camp. Oof, it's been long.
It's a long one. Colina, thanks so much for the time. So great to have you back, and we'll see you in Springfield next week.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.